Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spirits up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
8:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The latest on restarting the 737 MAX. We'll get that in a local business update from editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Judiciary panel takes first steps toward impeachment vote. Democrats describing a strong sense of duty to hold the president in check. Republicans decrying the process.
Two.
Voters in the UK deciding who they want to resolve the stalemate over Brexit. Very important election, maybe the most important since the end of World War II.
One.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt recognized as the nation's outstanding attorney general for 2019. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita today looking to be about 225 at the low end. There's plenty of stations still up around 227 or 228, but spotted 225 this morning, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Also at Lincoln and Hydraulic and Pawnee and Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And taking a look at that weather forecast here on this Thursday morning, it's a good one. High today, 54 on a partly cloudy and breezy day. Tonight, overnight low down to 36. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight. Looking ahead for tomorrow, mostly sunny on Friday and a high of 58 tomorrow. Now, towards the backside of the weekend, there is a chance for snow by the time we get to Sunday, so we'll keep an eye on that. But boy, the next 2 days are pretty nice. Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It is mostly cloudy and 42 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 54. That's your weather forecast here on this Thursday morning. Good stuff. I said I was going to talk about the top 10 worst toys, or maybe the top worst toys.
Yeah.
So much of this, I think I may talk about it tomorrow.
No. So,
but just the report indicates that one child is treated in the U.S. emergency room every 3 minutes because of a toy-related injury. So
yeah.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, it is.
And they've put out the list of the 10 worst toys for this Christmas season. I'll probably delve into that more tomorrow. So we'll
save that one.
Yeah, there's an awful lot to get into, and we don't have that much time left this morning. So
I see.
Maybe we'll hit that tomorrow morning as well. It's 8:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check on the 737 MAX airplane, trying to get that back in the air. Let's see the latest on that from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the Federal Aviation Administration now says the certification of the 737 MAX aircraft will stretch into 2020. Boeing shares slid lower on the bad news. Administrator Steve Dixon says the amount of work still needed to clear the aircraft to fly again means there's no way to get it done by the end of the year, as Boeing had hoped. Shares were down as much as 2% on the news. Lawmakers like Senator Jerry Moran and Congressman Ron Estes praised the approval of the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, but that doesn't mean there will be a lasting peace regarding trade between the three countries. The signs were encouraging as Congress came up with a replacement for NAFTA. The Trump administration has criticized Mexico and Canada in recent months, and that criticism could impact trade. And Harvey Weinstein and the board of his bankrupt film studio have reached a tentative $25 million agreement with dozens of sexual misconduct victims. Under the agreement, the producer would not have to admit to wrongdoing or pay anything to his accusers himself. The money would come from insurance companies that represent the Weinstein Company. The payout is part of an overall $47 million settlement. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. And, of course, we'll check in with Mr. Roy tomorrow morning as well with more local business updates from the Wichita Business Journal. It's 8:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. There's an 84-year-old woman in New Mexico, and she misdialed the telephone.
Whoops.
She was trying to call a medical supply store. Instead, she dialed up an investigator in the DA's office.
Oh.
It ends up well. She got a new walker.
That's good.
Which apparently she needed. She mistakenly called the DA's office in Albuquerque. She said, I need a new walker. She left a voicemail. Well, it turns out the DA's office is just one digit off from the medical supply store that she was trying to call. But she says instead of ignoring the message, the guy that she reached in the DA's office went out and got her a walker. So, hey.
Nice. Hey.
Yeah. Talk about public servant right there. That's
yeah.
That's good service right there. So she got what she needed, an 84-year-old woman there in New Mexico. Ryan Reynolds says he can relate to the kind of social media criticism that comes when an ad draws fire from the public. He says that's why he feels a kinship with the actress in a much maligned Peloton ad.
Ah, the Peloton ad.
Yes, Reynolds says he has hired that actress, Monica Ruiz, for an ad promoting his aviation gin. Many have ripped the Peloton ad because the woman is already thin and for the suggestion that her hubby bought her a pricey fitness bike to suggest that you need to lose some weight, baby. Yeah. Which I don't think that ad really suggests that. I think that's being...
Oh, no.
But, you know, maybe she wanted the Peloton. Maybe she something in her home to, you know, to
She
to
acts
work
so
out
excited
on.
To have it.
Yeah. You know, anyway.
So, apparently she didn't take it as an insult.
Apparently, yeah. But many people watching this ad have. So, yeah, Ryan Reynolds says he can relate to that. And plus, I think this actress now, Monica Ruiz, she was on the Today Show. Today. She's everywhere now.
She's gotten way more.
Yeah, because she was in some fitness ad, and all of a sudden she's national news, and so that's helped her career a little bit. Oh, by the way, Taco Bell giving away free Christmas cash. I'll be at the Taco Bell drive-thru during the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon at 21st and Ridge in Northwest Wichita, and I'm going to give one lucky drive-thru customer $98 in free Christmas cash. So you might be the lucky one. Go through the drive-thru and see if you win some Christmas cash from Taco Bell in the 5 o'clock hour. That's going to be tomorrow afternoon at 21st and Ridge. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. Giving away some Christmas cash from Taco Bell and KNSS. Thanks for listening on this great Thursday. Stay tuned. We got Glenn Beck. We got Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. News updates all day long. Thanks for being with us on Steve and Ted. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
One of the best vocalists of all time, Karen Carpenter captured the attention of a generation. The Carpenter.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.